It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihash.
And ladies and gentlemen, for many years, America remained the industrial giant of the world. In more recent years, nations all over the world have joined the new industrial revolution, and now there is manufacturing companies and growing job opportunities in just about every country on Earth. In one respect, competition is good as it promotes innovation and livelihoods for people. However, globalization also demonstrates what happens when America's businesses and national leaders don't work together to ensure that enough jobs for American workers are always their major focal point. Today, more than a billion workers around the world are producing the products that were primarily produced here in the United States. With computerization, new technologies, and new job skills, there is absolutely no reason for competitive American-made products not to be available for sale in America as well as across the world. If you work for a company that produces American-made items, ask your company management to highlight the fact that their items are made here in the United States, which helps us alert consumers seeking to support American made. At this point, we are days away from another positive effort as we once again promote November as American Made Month. This campaign, created by our supporters, brings attention to American-based businesses and jobs for American workers. And for more information, I encourage you to visit our internet site at AmericanMadeMonth.com. And thanks for your participation, and thanks for spreading the word to others. This is Michael Blihash. I appreciate hearing from you. My email address is michael@AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 AM, serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.